Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, in the AM, what looks to be a pretty beautiful Saturday here in the Northwest so far, which is kind of good for us because we've been getting rain out for like 2-3 weeks straight. So to see some sun today got me feeling good. Of course, there's lots to talk about, but the meat and potatoes of today's show is real simple. Men versus women. Who's right? Who's wrong? We're going to get into it, and we're going to cover every topic that I can think of. If you can think of some that I don't cover or don't bring up, please feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Again, men versus women. And I'm talking everything. You know, because one of my big issues, let me just set it off real quick, just to put something in your head real quick. One of my big issues is the whole, you know, men-women equality thing. I've always said, I was in the Army, right? I was in the Army for like 6 years and was field artillery. And I used to say, you know, well, you know, women always want to be like, you know, women can do whatever men do. Then put them in combat MOSs. Now, recently, I think a law or something has been passed that women can be in combat MOSs now. But I want to see the women. I don't want to see the women that look like me in a combat MOS. I'm talking like the women that usually be saying it'd be the feminine, kind of laid back, I don't know type woman, you know what I mean? So I want to see them. If it's all about equality, hop your ass on the front line. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. There it is. If you agree, disagree, again, feel free to call in 607-203-5357. This is The Stoop. And there's a lot going on in the world. Let's see. I recently had a little preview filming of the show, the movie Nerve. I don't know if y'all seen that, man. Nerve. And that joint was kind of fly, like, and it got my wheels to turn. So what it is a show, it's a movie about, like, just getting dared to do stuff, and you get all kind of money behind it, right? They guap you out. But here's the thing. Would you do it? It got me asking. I was like, yo, can I do this? Can I run around the city for money? You know what I mean? And I was, I probably could do it, though. I felt confident in some of the stuff. Like, but see, that's the thing is, though, you don't know how far they're going to take it. So I was like, I think I could do it. You know what I mean? Everything's going on in the world of sports. You know what I mean? There's basketball and football, and everything is going down, and trades, and this is happening, that's happening. Seahawks fans is all over the place. I want to say I'm proud of my Eagles. You know, I think they took two L's recently. I think they're 3-2 or something like that. But they're doing better than they were expected to do. And so I'm proud of my Eagles. Philly, stand up. You know what I mean? We repping. Next month is the Andre Ward fight. So if anybody's getting the boxing, of course, you know, it's my thing. So I can't wait for that. Andre Ward stepping into the ring, defend his title, see what he's going to do with it. I'm kind of hoping that Andre Ward will be one of them dudes that gets to fight Mayweather. I don't know if it's going to be like an exciting fight, but I mean, maybe it'll be one of the last fights that Mayweather gets to have out there in the world. So I'm kind of hoping that that goes down after this fight. You know, it won't be nothing to close out the year, but maybe they'll open the year up with it. You know what I mean? Because usually December, if y'all don't know, is usually like they do one major fight around November, December sometime to close out the year. And that usually happens every year. So I think the Andre Ward fight is going to be that fight that closes out the year. And I think because they're doing like, I think it's like November 19th or something. So it's way down the line to where it's almost into December, but finishing off November. So I'm excited to see how that's going to play out. Again, the meat and potatoes of today's show, men versus women. I want to know what y'all have to say about it. And again, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. You know, like I said, you know, I want to see women jump on the front line. You know, that's a thing for me. You know, there's always these little, like, these things that, well, if a woman does it, it's cool. And if a man does it, like, you know, women say, well, if a man has a bunch of girlfriends, he's a champ. But if a woman has a bunch of guy friends, she's a hoe. No, that's not true. See, that's how women have judged other women. But they always come at men about that. That's the thing that women come at men at. This is not how men think. Let me tell you how men think about that situation. If you're a woman that slept with a bunch of men and they was friends, yes, you are a hoe. if you're a woman who slept with a bunch of dudes and they kind of didn't know, or they didn't know each other and they don't cross paths, and you do it in a tasteful way, you are a chick who just knows what she wants when she wants it. And that's how most men think. So let me educate you ladies to the world of men. That is how most men think. They may not tell you that, but that's usually how we think. Again, it's how you go about it. At least real men, let me say that. It's how you go about it. It is how you present it. If you present yourself as a smut, I can only take you as a smut. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. But if you a lady and stay a lady, how you move is how you move. I mean, nobody says anything about J-Lo, and J-Lo smashed all kind of cats in Hollywood. But it's how she went about it. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. So I'm just, again, we're breaking these things down, men versus women. Got Lala, my beautiful co-host, in the building. What's good with you, Lala?
Good morning. What's up?
All right. You know, we talking men and versus women and the who's right, who's wrong argument. Because, let me tell y'all what really made me bring this about. So let me paint the picture for you. I'm a single man in the Northwest. And dating is pathetic in the Northwest. If you move to the Northwest, don't move to the Northwest thinking you're going to find your better half. Let me tell you, that's not going to happen. If you move here, you better move here because the economy's nice.
Get
weather's
some shit
not
done.
Bad. You know, you can build
right
and grow
butt.
Out here. Yeah, dude, that's why you move to the Northwest. Don't move out here thinking that you're going to find that love of your life. Because I'm just telling you, from my experience, ain't going to happen. You know, you got to be from here to find the love of your life here. That's how it seems to me. But anyway, I digress. So let me get back to what I was saying. So how it came about was, you know how you meet these women? I see all these women on Facebook, and they're always posting stuff about, you know, no good man, or, you know, I wish I, you know, glad I'm, you know, single for this. And, like, they just post all kind of stuff. And so, of course, after a time of being on Facebook, you're going to meet somebody. You're going to see somebody that catches your eye, or you find attractive, whatever the case. And you may hit them up. Now, because a lot of people don't go out like they used to, the streets ain't buzzing like they used to, most people don't meet people out and about no more. Most time you meet somebody nowadays, it's on some type of online service, dating site or Facebook or Twitter or something like that. Now, a lot of people are meeting that way. That's how the whole Netflix and chill thing came about, although I think that's a corny thing. We're going to talk about that too. But, you know, how that came right? That's how that came about, because I meet you and I'm like, hey, well, maybe we can get together, watch a movie, come over. You know what I mean? That's how it came about. So anyway, I meet this female off of Facebook. And when we meet, she hits me out the gate. Like, we go out, I think we went out, like, on two dates. I didn't really feel like she was feeling me, so I didn't holler at her no more. Then one day she hits me up like, yo, how you been, yap, yap. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to be honest, I didn't think you was feeling me. She was like, no, I was digging you. But the thing was, I didn't know what I wanted. Because I was talking relationship. When we got together, when we met, I was like, yo, I'm looking for something, a relationship. I'm looking to you know, wipe somebody up. So I'm like, you know, what's really good? And I was front. I'm front. I was very frank, very candor with it. You know what I mean? I was open.
Right.
She was like, cool. But the thing is, I didn't know what I wanted. That's why I kind of fell back. You know, I'm just kind of dating. Now, understand this, ladies. I need y'all to understand this. I need y'all to open your ears and close your minds. That makes sense, because y'all minds and ears can't work at the same time. Scientifically proven. So open your ears, close your mind for a minute. Now, here's where things get complicated with women, whereas they are not complicated with us as men. So she says to me, hear these words, I was confused about what I wanted. Wasn't sure if I wanted a relationship or what, so I'm just kind of dating. I'm just trying, you know, which to me translates to men. This is how men think. Oh, I'm just out here doing me. And I'm dating guys to see which guy is going to fit with me, which guy is going to, you know, pique my interest enough to make me want to settle down. That's what I heard when she said that, right? So I'm
right.
Like, okay. I'm like, okay, cool, right? So I tell her the same thing. I'm at where you at. I'm dating too. So as we move along in the dating, I hit her up. Hey, what you want? You want to do something, man? Want to grab something to eat? I got to go do this, go to the gym, go home, be a mom, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. So now she don't be, every time I hit her up, I can come through when I'm done with all of that, which is normally around 10 o'clock. Now, here's something. Here's another myth. Let me Let me smash this myth, too. A lot of people have said, you know, after midnight is booty call hours. Let me tell you this. As an adult, an official adult, after 10 o'clock is booty call hours, gentlemen.
Yeah, you ain't coming to my house to kick it at 10 o'clock.
Right. 10 o'clock at night is usually when people are either winding down or just getting into relaxed mode. Let me tell you this. I know y'all done heard it before, after midnight, forget it. That's not, that was for your 20-year-olds. But for 30 and up, after 10 o'clock is booty call hours. 10 and under is booty call hours. That's just the facts, all right? So this chick is up, but she can only get over to my house. By the time she gets over to my crib, it's 10 o'clock at night. Now, for those that have been listening to the show for the last 2 years and checking us out, you know that I'm a TV movie dude. So if I invite you over to Netflix and chill, trust and believe, it's truly to Netflix and chill. I enjoy my TV. Let me say this. I enjoy my movies and my shows. And I want to sit down and watch them. Don't really want to have a conversation while the movie's on. You know, you came over. Let's have something to drink. Let's sit back. And really, let's watch this movie. But she wasn't that type of chick. She wasn't a movie type chick. So she'd be like sitting there bored. So the only thing, like, so we got to pop it. You know what I mean? Let me just go ahead and cut to the chase. So we can get it popping.
It's not a match. That's not a match.
So one day out of nowhere, I get a text from her, and she's like, "Yo, I just want to let you know. You know, I think I'm gonna start seeing other people. You know, I want you to hear from me." Which I'm now on my Scooby-Doo.
Oh?
I'm confused. What you mean you starting to see other people? Haven't you been seeing other people? Didn't you make the announcement to me that you were dating? When we, you know what I'm saying? When we hung out, you said you was dating. I assumed you were seeing other people. I was seeing other people. I assumed you were seeing other people.
Maybe that was her way of saying, I'm going to continue to see other people, but you just won't be one of them.
No,
maybe what she was saying.
Listen, here's what she said. She said to me, "I just want you to know, I'm gonna start dating. I'm gonna go out. She said, I'm gonna start dating. I'm gonna start seeing other people, as if she hadn't been seeing other people. And then she went on to say, you know, I just don't think me and you are a match. I don't see us making it down the long haul, you know, woo, woo, woo. Which was cool with me because I truly didn't see us making it past the end of the week. You know what I'm saying? So I was cool with that. And I'm like, all right. And she was like, but you cool as hell, so we can still hang out, whatever. Yeah, all right, two fingers, be easy. I'm all good, all right? Not a problem, not a disgruntled dude. I appreciated that. You was a woman about it. Hey, let's keep it moving. All of the sudden, into social media, I'm on Facebook, and she comments, well, if you the type of dude that just want to sit at home and watch TV, yap, 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 da-da-da-da-da, that's not my style. You know, I'm active. I want to do stuff. I want to get out, blah, say, blah, you know. And now I'm like, wow, this chick just made a post kind of coming at my character, right?
First it was, I want you to hear it from me, and then I'm going to bullhorn all the bullshit to everybody.
So I'm like, I'm like, first off, that's not really a grown thing to do, you know. Second, I'm like, hold up. So I had to go in. Against my better judgment, I was like, you know what, I can't sit here and let this comment just sit on my timeline and not say
right.
So I chime in and I said, you know what, that's all in good. I forget it. I'm just paraphrasing. But I said, you know, it's all in good, you know, if you're an outgoing person. But if that person can only see you at 10 o'clock, then guess what? Netflixing and chilling is pretty much all you're going to do other than walk into the car. unless you come over with the intent of, hey, we're going to the movies, which we're going to notice before you get here at 10 o'clock, so I'm already ready. It ain't much else you're going to do at 10 o'clock at night. Strip club, bowling, nightclub, you know what I'm saying? But at this point, again, those are things you would have discussed with the other. I'm hitting this chick up. She's like, oh, I got to go do this, that, and the third. She's got to do a million things. So I'll never see her till 10 o'clock. So I'm at her on her timeline. I'm like, look, you know, but I'm not saying her. I'm trying to talk in a bold way to make it so, one, doesn't look like, you know, I'm taking it personal. And two, because I want her to know, like, yo, I'm cool with this, but don't try to come at me and blow. I see you trying to blow my spot on the low. So let me blow your spot back on the low. So I was like, well, you know, when a person is, you know, when they get over there at 10 o'clock every night, that's all you can do. She was like, well, you know, that person does have the weekends, and that person can, you know, come check them out on the weekend and yap, yap, yap on the weekend. And I said, well, you know, what happens when that person makes it a temp on the weekend and the other person's still like, I got to do this, this, and this, and you still don't see them till 10 o'clock? Like, come on, you can't. So it prompted me. I do something called Scoots Ranch. So first it prompted me to do a rant. And then it prompted me to do a show. So I thank you, Miss Lady, for giving me a topic of the week. And two, for me to jump in and get my rant off. Because in my rant, I said, here's the thing. After 30 years old, ladies and men, you should start knowing what you want. Hear what I said. Start knowing what you want. Because not everybody's going to go in at 30 and know exactly what they want. You should start knowing. That means you should have thought about it through your 20s, all your 20 experiences, and now here you come into your 30s, and you should start knowing, you know, here's kind of what I'm ready to deal with, willing to deal with, willing not to deal with. You know what I mean? Like, you're making that list now. I'm willing to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with this. You know? And then planning your attack. So knowing how to make that attack on those things that you've set out, you know, again, and also starting to become what you're looking for. You know, me as a single man, I'm a single man, a single dad, you know, all of these things, but my kids are old enough to take care of themselves. So when I look for a woman, I don't necessarily look for a woman whose kids are old enough to take care of themselves, but I do look for a woman that has, you know, two kids, maybe less, you know, three if they good, you know what I mean? I look for that. Okay, my kids are well-disciplined. Are her kids well-disciplined?
Two is possible.
Everything that I bring to the table, I look for in that female, and then what makes her different from me and what's going to attract me to her outside of her being physically beautiful or whatever, you know what I mean? Because you got to have more than just looks. So then I start, you know, breaking it down. That's the breakdown. So for me, I'm like, you know, if you're not offering up enough time, you can't complain. What I'm saying is you can't complain about not getting to go out and do stuff if you only allow this much time to be seen. Booty call hours is the only time you're available, and guess what? You are a booty call. End of story. Tuck your skirt, whatever you got to do, hide your feelings. I don't know, but that's what it is. So understand that, ladies, because men are simple creatures. If you say it, we believe it. Let me give you another example. I met a female one time, and she said to me, all men cheat. This is done. We're meeting up. Me and her are going to start dating. And she says to me, all men cheat. No matter what, no matter when, no matter the time, eventually the man will cheat. So here I am trying to get to know her to see if we're going to be on the same wavelength or path for a relationship. But you automatically, first thing out your mouth is all men cheat. So what you're saying to me is, again, ladies, men are simple creatures. So here we go with our thought pattern. We don't go deep into that. You're saying to me, all men cheat. So what you just said to me is, hey, it doesn't matter if we're dating or we're in a serious relationship, I already expect you as a man to eventually cheat. That's what you just said to me.
Right.
That's what I heard. So at that point, my mind has just been made up. Well, no need to go into a relationship with this chick because she already got me written off as a cheater. Eventually, it'll be, what you doing? Where are you going? Who's this? Who's that? So guess what?
Because she's expecting it, yeah.
Exactly. So you just moved from possibly my girl to now my jump off. That's how it works. if you don't understand this, ladies, then you need to start understanding. That's the problem. So that's why it's men versus women today on the stoop. Because women, y'all come with all of these whack thoughts and ideologies and things and try to put it out, and then you try to put it on the man. We're simple creatures. Say what you mean what you say.
Right.
I'm not saying any who's out there that don't lie and play games, but most brothers over 35 are not really in that game playing mode anymore. And honestly, a lot of these young boys is wifing chicks quick, so even they not really into playing games. It's just a handful of these dudes now that are playing games because the roles have been reversed. The lady is now the player, you know, and the dude is now the guy trying to wife up. You know, back in the 90s, it was the dude that was being the player and the woman that was trying to, you know, be wifed up. And now it's the other way around. Now dudes is like, man, they trying to wife chicks quick. Thanks a lot, Jay-Z. I blame Jay-Z. Once Jay-Z snapped Beyonce, every dude was like, shoot, if she look good, I'm wifing her. Everybody wanted to be the next Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know. So that's what, you know, so I'm just, it just kills me because, again, when you put out these things, you have to understand, ladies, that men are going to take it literally. Don't sit there and say, ain't no good men out there, da, 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 as we're sitting here on a date. Don't do that. Don't sit there while we're on a date and say there ain't no good men out there and then all of a sudden turn around and try to get on Facebook like, you know, I met this guy and he wasn't even into me. No, you put it out there, it wasn't no good men. And here we are on a date. That means, look, dude, I ain't really into you, but if we make it through this date, you possibly get smashed. I mean, come on, that's what happens.
Right, if you pay for the meal.
You know, you got to keep it funky, man. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com, and we are talking men versus women. And I think this song is really appropriate for what we're talking right now. Yes.
Fuck you,
fuck you,
motherfucker.
You ain't shit, you fat motherfucker.
Whatever, whatever.
Whatever.
You sucking my dick.
You wasn't saying that when you beating my pussy. You a nasty motherfucker.
Check it.
What
do you do when your bitch is untrue? Get cut the hooker off and find someone new. I need another bitch. Another bitch in my life.
I know we don't treat you like I treat you. Time to explain the game and see through. Sex is lethal. I ain't gonna lie. Means to get you back. I ain't gonna try like this, y'all. My girl fucked another nigga dick, y'all. Like skin with the chrome down 6, y'all. One day was creeping. The VA every third weekend. While you were sleeping, hit you on the box. 69 cold nonstop. Shouldn't have left you then, but my heart said not. You knew too much. The relationship grew too much. You knew about the crack down. Means to be drowned. Boy, I hit go under the bathroom towel. Waited for a while, thought you was my right thing. Then things got frightening. Beat the scene. Sort of like Sam Rothstein. Guess you ginger, huh? Go figure. Never thought you to be a gold digger. Take my dough and spend with the next nigga. Ask my man Digger, my ace boom boom. Told me cut the bitch off before the shit balloons. Now I'm like Brandy, sitting in my room. Pissy drunk, listening to stylistic tunes. For the OJs, thinking about the old days. My niggas like, fuck that bitch, go play. Baller, if she beat you, don't call her. Yes, so I seen that freak bitch fall her. She was asking about your whereabouts. It's a digit, no, you can wear that out. Tear that out the frame. Your game's so tight, you be all fucking tonight. Feel me?
Fuck
one out of five niggas suck a dick. You mad at me? Too bad she ain't bad as me. Should've kept the freak bitch off my canopy. Now you see, ain't no pussy warm as mine, long as mine. Ain't no love as strong as them. When I suck your dick, it's like smoking a roach. I go from first class to coach.
What do you do when your bitch is untrue? You cut the hooker off and find someone new.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? You got to cut the hook off. You got to. I'm just saying. Keeping it funky with y'all. Again, welcome to the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox, with my beautiful co-host, Miss Lala, and we are discussing men versus women. Who's right? Who's wrong? And I mean in any situation, because a lot of these situations come about in the world, especially if you're single. Now, it's a little different if you marry. You know, and I'm not going to speak on the marriage side of things because I ain't married. But it's a little different, you know, on the marriage side. But for men, I just don't in the single world, as you like said, past 30, I don't understand why it becomes so confusing. Like, why is it so hard? Like, I don't feel, and this is my personal opinion, Lala, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong. I don't feel women in the 21st century really know how to keep a funky. They don't know how to say exactly how they feeling. Not the older women. It's like they be throwed off, like, when you take them literally. Don't say it if you don't mean it.
I think it kind of goes both ways, and I also think you're right with the percentage. There's still a percentage, like myself, because I listened to your story about the chick, and I'm thinking something was odd about her, the one that came over late and had different expectations. I'm thinking she was seeing someone still and trying to decide if she should leave that guy. There was something weird about her. She wasn't keeping it funky with you. Because then she went to social media. So there's a lot of...
Right, right. You know, and I understand, you know, and that's my thing. Like, I just don't like when women try to make it seem like again, when she posts the post, like, hey, look, if you're trying to get with me, understand that I'm an outgoing female and I like to do stuff. I want to just sit at home and watch TV. So when I came on the thing, you know, that's it. For me, it took me, I sat there. You know, those that know me, I usually fire off. But I sat there for a minute, contemplating, like, should I say something? And I finally was like, well, you know what, man? When you put yourself out there to only be around at 10 o'clock, what is somebody supposed to do? You know? And then I said, you know, and I went on to say, look, if that dude you meet is a Netflix and chill type dude, he's bringing you into his world. He's saying, come on over, this is what we're going to do, chill out, whatever. Now, if you're an outgoing person, then bring him into your world. Maybe he don't know your world, so bring him into your world.
That's why I think something was up with her. She wasn't trying to bring you into her world. You really don't know what she was doing till 10 o'clock at night.
Either. I'll keep it funky with you, too. Like, I don't think she knew either. She just thought. She thought, okay. You know, and that's the thing. That's the problem with women, though. Y'all run around here thinking, and for some reason, y'all think it, but because it's not really done out loud, like, y'all think it, and I guess y'all think, like, it's supposed to just manifest and happen. So, but
Didn't she take the moment to tell you, I want to tell you so you hear it from me that I want to date other people? She could have, in that same moment, said, I just don't think we're a good match. You know, you like to watch movies. I like to go kick it. So you could hear it from her. But the fact that she went to social media is a whole other breed of people, because there's men that do it too.
She had told me straight up, she was like, look, I don't really see us making it down the road, you know, being a match. She said that. She she was like, because, you know, I'm this type of person. So I was like, cool. I'm cool with that.
So what was the extra on Facebook? Why?
Exactly. That was my point. Why go on Facebook?
That's the new
anything?
Breed I'm talking about. It's a new breed because if that's the case, she still took it to social media because she got issues of needing attention or maybe wanting to put it out there. Somebody was interested in me, but I rejected him, fellas. I'm such a catch. Who knows? But it's definitely psychological. Lala says it's a psychological thing going on when they go to social media.
Yeah.
That's what I
think. Because
it's a bulletin board.
Yeah, I think it's corny. For me, like I said, so when I did my rant was quickly saying, hey, look, know what you want. Know what you want. Be what you want, ladies. And men, too. You know, and that's my thing. I feel I am what I want. I'm honest. I'm upfront. I keep it funky. You know what I'm saying?
And you got to know yourself.
Right. I know who I am. I love me. I love being me. So I make it a point to bring that to the table. You know, I make it a point for a woman to know that. You know, understand, this is who I am. I'm cool with the skin I'm in. I know who I am. You know, like in that movie, A Soldier Story. I know who I is, Sarge. When the bull, the Sarge is on me. I know who I is, Pete. Sometimes I feel soft. You know, that's how I feel. Like, you know, come on. But what's corny to me is like you said, Lala, then going to the social media with it, like, oh, you know.
Yeah, that's a whole new breed. That's a whole new breed of people, and there's a lot of them doing it right now as we speak in our networks.
True. I mean, I'm not going to act like I don't use social media as a tool. Yeah, I use it as a tool, but at the same time.
A tool for what is what I'm saying. If it's a tool for blasting on somebody or talking about your intimate relationships when you just had that person in your face, that's something else.
True,
to me, that's something else. You know,
true
if
indeed.
I just talk something out with you and I go home and get online and I see you're online talking about it, what is that?
Yeah. I 100% agree. I 100% agree.
And
because
it's
I'm not,
that
I,
aspect I'm talking about. The internet's a wonderful thing. I use it as a tool as well. I'm talking about the going to the internet with voicing
yeah,
these things and dating and stuff when you're talking in person first.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, I think the men versus women is in today's day and age is this is a conversation we need to have. Again, because women nowadays expect you to do all of these different things and be this type of person and da da and this and that. And then when you do that, and this is what confuses me too with women. When growing up in the 90s, you know, the women, you know, in the dating world, growing up in the dating world in the 90s, the women were all about, hey, be this type of guy. Now what's funny is that type of dude they wanted, I'm that dude. I'm upfront, I'm to the point, yada, 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 right? I'm that guy. Not because women wanted it, it's just because that's what the 90s was putting out, the real type of dudes. I got to keep it funky. That's what they was putting out. Now you come into the 21st century, and it's like the women want you to be like, they want you to be like a liar and super thug and, yo, I just got 5 sentences and, you know, got out the other day, man. You know, I don't know when I'm going to go back. Like that dude.
You know, let me show you my opinion on that as a woman and observing this, because I come across those guys too. But what blows my mind isn't that those guys are like that. It's more that these women are choosing them. And so I see it as we got an epidemic in our society with codependency. And these women in their codependency, they see these guys as a project. Like, well, he ain't like what I wanted, but if, you feel me? And they start putting time into these guys and thinking they're going to, like, turn him into what they want because they gave up on meeting what they wanted. That's my in a nutshell on that.
Here's a question, Lala, and we talked about this before. All right, so when we're talking men versus women, why is it okay for a woman to, let's say, I got a number of them. I'm gonna lay out a number of them and you address them. All right. First, number one, why is it okay for a woman to live at home with her parents, with her family, whatever the case, but not a man? That's number one. Number two, why is it okay for a woman to be all on social media, half naked, showing her body, the bathroom photo shoot, but as soon as a dude got his shirt off, he want to throw a penis picture on Facebook, oh, I don't want to see that, oh my God. All right, that's my second one. And third, I had a good one too. I had a good one. Oh, what was third? I had a good one. It was right there. I said social media.
Okay, well, let me address first before I forget them and you think of third. So first was, why is it okay for females to live at home with parents but not the male? Here's my take on it. Why in general society, why it would be okay? Because for centuries and culturally, a man would come take a bride from the family. Maybe deals were made or whatever, but the female stayed at home protected until her husband came to take her. So that's kind of that. She stays at home. A lot of parents still do that. There's still virgins out there in college, believe it or not. And that's kind of where it's coming from. I'm not saying that's the case when women are living at home with their parents in every aspect or whatever, but maybe in general why that would be considered okay. The second one, and again, I'm not condoning any of this behavior, but when I look at it and I see women half naked taking their Instagram I'm so sexy pictures, then when the men start doing it, I'm going to tell you what, I don't think it's right for the women to do it, but when I'm a woman looking over here and then the men start doing it, to me it seems a little femme. It seems a little, ooh, look at me, because in the sexes, the woman is usually the one that's considered attractive. The men is coming after what they're attracted to. I might have some women not understand what I'm talking about right now, but in essence, that's kind of like a natural order of things. So when you start seeing the men going, oh, look, I can twerk, it just seems a little, to me, a little gay.
I don't want to see no dude twerking. If you are dude twerking on the internet, I'm going to say it. I was being nice.
Except selfies is almost twerking in my opinion anyway.
Okay. I'm going to say it. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to call a spade a spade. You are gay if you're a dude twerking anywhere. I don't care if you're on social media. If you're doing it in the privacy of your own home and you're a dude doing it, you're gay. It's just, flat out. Why in the world a man would be like, let me twerk? I don't get it.
Let's keep it real. What twerking is, because I think it's disgusting that people encourage their little baby girls to do it too. Twerking is literally advertising the flesh area of where you want to put it. So, bottom line, children shouldn't be doing it, and men shouldn't be doing it at all.
Yeah, man should ever be twerking or caught twerking. Mm-hmm.
But excess selfies, those men are getting to where they're all just me and whatever flow. And I'm like, oh, really? These people are really hungry for attention.
Yeah. So those are my things. Like, okay, and also, here's my third.
Did you remember number three? Yeah.
Yeah, here's my why is it okay on social media for a woman to be like, hey, what's up, and say something like, the dude got a picture of himself and he looking good. It's okay for women to come in and say something. But as soon as a dude says something, oh, he thirsty.
I mean, every scenario is different, but I'm just going to take it because I've seen that woman you're talking about, those kind of women. And here's my opinion when I see them. I think because you'll see them a lot on lots of posts, and I think, okay, they're trying to get attention drawn to themselves by shooting the guy down like she's just the ultimate chooser. It's to me, that's what I see, is a subliminal, conscious, psychological play coming. See, that's just the fact. You're talking to an alpha female that analyzes a lot and is very logical, and so I just look at things,
right,
you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what I get out of it, logically. I don't know her. I don't know them. I don't know anything about it.
What would you say to women that put out stuff? Like, for example, like I said, the female that I'm talking about, she put it out there. She was all, like I said, for her to say, you know, I'm an outgoing person. And my thing is, if you're outgoing, because her question was, well, if you knew I was outgoing when you met me, then you should have been doing stuff. And I'm saying to her, nigga, I knew you was outgoing at the same time. I knew the only time I was seeing you was at this time. So outgoing, only thing
she was outgoing until 10 o'clock p.m. and then she could see you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nobody mountain climbing at 10 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? It just it ain't. You know what I mean?
I'm outgoing. I'm an outdoorsy girl, man. I take walk hikes 2 times a day with my dog, but it ain't happening after dark. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
So I start doing dinner and chilling and.
10 o'clock at night, when we go outside, like I said, if we out doing something out, what we going to do? We going to be the crackhead hunters? Is that what we going to do? We going to be out there? Crikey. Look
she,
at that.
You know what? It's like you almost spent too much time dealing with her, though, because you knew before most of this even transpired she wasn't right for you. You were just watching
her. I mean,
no,
you're right. You're right. I did know. But at the same time, because
you're just watching her because it's almost amusing. Like, is she really good? Let's see.
I mean, I truly did know that we weren't going to make it and hit it off. But
yeah.
because her presentation was, you know, hey, I'm just dating. I was like, cool, me too. Here's what it is, ladies. Let me lay it out for you. Here's what we're looking for. I'm going to play 2 songs. Here's what we're looking for. And the next one is here's what we get. All right. Here's what we're looking for.
You ready, B? Did you go get him? Look for me, young me, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Highway, eyes behind shades, what's next is the reason all of my days been blind days, but today I got my Ferris girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel, it's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is during Sex in the City. She gets Carrie fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to being my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gon' stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The O3, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla, all I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Step out of the car. closer and wake up to be greeted by an argument again. You act like a 10, so immature. I try to concentrate on the cure and keep looking at the front door. Thinking if I were to evacuate, you'd probably be straighter than straight and wouldn't have so much hate. Cause you don't know the pain I feel when I see you smiling. And when I roll up, you start wilding. So I front like everything's hunky-dory. But it's a whole different story. You don't like the fact that I'm me. I don't put on a show when it comes time for you to have company. And your friends don't understand your choice of man. They speak proper while my speech is from a garbage can. But regardless, you shouldn't have to be so raw. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. Baby, I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. And when you're with your friends, I glide to the side until the spotlight is mine. And never sabotage a good time. But when they're not around, the fights commence. I'm the one you're against, and it doesn't make sense. Cause I'm the one that you claim to love for life. But all I get is straight hairs and stripes. And I can play some old stuck up rapper role. And get foul every time you lose control. But that's not my order of operations. So I should win an award for lots of patience. Cause that's all a fella can have with a girl who's shooting up the world like Shaft. And I don't think that I can take it anymore. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door.
Understand that, you know, because women, y'all are some complicated creatures. That's what I'm going to say. Y'all are some complicated creatures. It's hard to figure y'all out. It's like, and that's why I had to do today's show, because I wanted people to understand, like, yo, men, we're simple creatures. We're pretty basic to the point. If you tell us, hey, you know what, there's a hole in the bucket, there's a hole in the bucket. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
You're going to plug it.
Right, you know? But it kills me when, you know, women aren't the same way. And then, again, they find all fault with men. Oh, ain't no good man. No, it's just no good man for you. There's plenty of good men out there. But if he is a net and chill guy, that's a problem. You know what kills me? And I said this. I said, you know what? The chick was like, oh, you know, you just want to chill at home. I chilled at home because that was the only thing that we could really do when you came over, number one. Number two, if every time you came over I was gone, you'd be like, dang, every time I get over there, you out. Yeah, because you took 8 hours to get over here. Now, if I stayed gone, then you'd be, or every time you came over, I'd be like, let's go do this. Then you'd be complaining like, oh, all you want to do is go to the club. Well, guess what? At 10 o'clock, there's nothing else you really can do.
If you don't want to chill in front of
Right. We can go raccoon hunting, I suppose. Maybe that's what we can do. You know what I mean? It ain't too much else you really going to do. So, again, what I'm saying to you ladies is this. Be what you want. Stop saying there's no good men. There are plenty of good men. You just don't know what kind of man you want. Stop trying to be pimps and players, ladies, if you're really trying to settle down. Keep it funky. Lay it out there. If you want equality in life, join the army. Get on the front lines. Do all that stuff. This is the thing. You know what I'm saying? This is the thing. I want to dispel all of this stuff when it comes to men and women because, you know, women are like Beyonce did that song, If I Was a Boy, right? It makes me sick. Mm-hmm. That song. Just because it's like, oh, if I was a boy, da 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 da. And I'm like, well, if I was a girl, you know, I'd get upset when you don't do what I want you to do or need you or but even though I ain't told you, I want you to do something. You know what I mean? I expect you to read my mind and then get upset because you didn't. If I was a girl, how about that? You know, like,
come on, you know, like, Scooter, it's like because I have observed this too, and I'm with you. I'm with the fellas on this because those kind of females irritate the shit out of me, and sometimes I get stuck counseling them, like the girlfriends that want to talk their problems through, and then I start talking reality and logic, and they keep looping back to drama. So I don't even know, but I don't care to be around. I don't care to be around it either because they're creating their own okay. This is what my thought was. It's almost like there's this unwritten game plan with the quote game these days that that you men should know what she wants and how she wants to be treated and this and that and this and that because you should have seen the game card.
Right.
And you
right.
don't know about the game card.
And
I'm not doing it, but I see women in essence kind of doing that. Like they'll see on Instagram, well, this girl has a coach bag or this girl's getting this from her dude. And then they just put this expectation silently on the guy they're seeing. And he starts getting in all kinds of trouble and doesn't know why.
You know, what kills me is, like, this chick was like, you knew I was active when you met me. No, I knew you went mountain climbing, and I knew you did some stuff in the mountains. But since I've known you, and every time I hit you up, not one time did she say, oh, no, I'm busy, I'm going mountain climbing today. It was always,
I just got back from the mountains.
You know, not one time did she ever mention the mountains. It was like, just got off work, going to the gym, then I take my kid to his game, and then got to go home and cook dinner for the kids.
She's going to the gym a lot. How was her body?
Like, she still needs
to. Did it seem like she went to the gym a lot? Keep it funky,
legs.
Scooter, because I think you got played. I think she was playing. Like, she's not even real.
And, to keep it funky with you, I mean, it didn't look like she was living in. As much as she was going to the gym, she didn't look like she was, like, she might have just been going to the gym. You dig what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't.
To drop her boyfriend off?
Right.
I'm telling you, I've been feeling something about this chick. You should have called me when you met her. I'd have been like, uh-uh.
She was definitely going to the gym. Now, if she was going inside, that might be a whole different ballgame. But she might have been going.
See, again, no, they don't say what they mean. They don't mean what they say. This one, she's probably been hurt. How many kids she got?
I think like two, maybe three, two, I think.
Do you know if they're the same dad?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. That's the whole thing is like you got to like try and date in today's world and then you got to maneuver the crazy and the unexpected and the, wait a minute, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's why I stay my monkey behind at home. Because I don't have time
and
to
I
deal with
the crazy.
I don't have time to deal with the crazy. The crazy and me don't work. It's not a thing I do. I don't do it well. It's not work for me. And that's just really what it comes down to. Let me get on my soapbox real quick. Ladies, be what the hell you want. Know what you want. Stop assuming.
All right?
We're going to end the show.
Stop trying to manipulate men, ladies, because truth be told, that's sorcery. That's witchcraft, according to the Most High God. Stop it. Just be real. Just be natural. But this manipulating people, and some of you men are doing it too. Stop it. It ain't cute.
Yes, as we always do, we will end the show on a musical note. But catch us next weekend, same bad time, same bad channel. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, with my beautiful co-host, Miss Lala.
All right, y'all have a good one. Shout out real quick to Flocka and Riri, both ladies listening from the jobs. Hopefully they'll call in soon.
All y'all, call in, please, 607-203-5357. Whenever you hear us on the air, again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com, and we'll catch you next week.
How are you, Miss
Washington?
Miss Washington. Sorry, I knew that. I'm Detective Jackson. Careful, smoke?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I tried to quit a lot, but Miss Washington, does your husband own a gun?
No.
One thing you could do is you could trust me, man.
You sure? These are the two men that your husband killed.
My husband didn't kill anybody.
Whatever I need to do, man. You know what I'm saying? To get trust.
You know what? I'm not too bright, see? Because we would have never caught your husband without an anonymous tip.
You got to do something for me now. You got to take this.
My husband is a good man. Okay, he's a good father. He's a good man, and I don't know about any of this.
Good man, good husband, good father. A lot of coke, a lot of dead folks in you.
Violet, how do you feel about the charges? Is your husband a killer?
Oh, he is not.
That gave us motive. The intent for us, it was a rap. It's about as strong a case as we can get.
The court awaited as the foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outburst, tears, and smear makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She's shaking, looking like she took it the hardest, a spin artist. She brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and